For all of you last-minute shoppers out there, you are in luck because we are going to be bringing you some recommendations for gifts from Colorado. Now, one of my personal favorites to both give and receive is a book. And here with us now to recommend some of the best reads by Colorado authors this year is Renee Becker. She's the events coordinator at Old Firehouse Books in Fort Collins. Renee, welcome to Colorado Edition.
Thanks for having me here.
So around the holidays, you know, if you're shopping for gifts, we see a lot of suggestions and ideas that are more electronic or digital in nature. Do people still even give books these days?
They absolutely do, yeah. We have a crazy season around the holidays. It's always very busy for us. And we have people coming into the store during the week, on the weekends. They're ordering online. They're shipping books all over the country to family and friends. So there's definitely still a lot of people that enjoy both getting and giving books for the holidays.
All right. So you have chosen five books to highlight from a variety of genres. Let's start with a mystery and a thriller book that you recommend. Tell us about those.
The mystery book that I selected by a local author named Margaret Mizushima. And she just released the fifth book in her Timber Creek Canine Mystery series. And it's a great series. It's set here in Colorado, so it's a nice kind of local flavor. It says, two brutal murders, a menacing band of poachers, and a fearsome creature on the loose in the mountains plunge Maddie Cobb and her canine partner Robo into a sinister vortex.
I mean, just based on that, I'm in.
It's got all the important things a mystery needs, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned it's the fifth book in a series. Do you think readers could start with that book and understand what's going on?
I think they'd be all right. Usually mysteries stand on their own pretty well. But I personally, at least, am a stickler for always starting with the first in a series. I know a lot of readers are. But I think you could probably be all right just picking this one up, getting to know the characters a little bit, and then going back for the rest.
All right. And then what about the thriller?
Carter Wilson, he's a great guy. We've done an event with him a couple times, and he always has really interesting, creepy books that he's writing. This one, The Dead Girl in 2A, it is about two strangers who sit next to each other on a plane bound for Denver, and they kind of get talking. They find they really have nothing in common, except they both have this deep certainty that they've met before. They don't know where. So the story kind of follows these two characters after they get off this plane ride and kind of delves into it. There's this weird manipulative figure who's been working to bring them together over the decades, and just very creepy, you know, a lot of the good signature, you know, who can you trust paranoia that Carter Wilson is known for.
You also recommend a collection of short stories. Tell us about that.
So R.L. Mazes, or Rachel is her name, she just came out with her debut collection of short stories, We Love Anderson Cooper. Tiny little book. I know short story collections can be great for those readers who want to be reading, but they don't always have a lot of time for a novel. It was a great little collection of all these stories about characters who were treated as outsiders because of, you know, whatever reason, their sexual orientation, their racial or religious identity. And it's kind of a great read because even though you might not be able to personally connect with why these characters are seen as outsiders, we've all had that feeling ourselves at some point. So it's kind of very nice, relatable collection for anyone who's reading.
You're also recommending a book for the teens.
Yes, Sandhya Menon. She is local author. She's based down around Colorado Springs. She is great. We love her. And she writes super great, their own voices, stories about teens falling in love, following their dreams. They're just super fun. Her newest one, There's Something About Sweetie. It is about Ashish Patel and a self-proclaimed fat athlete, Sweetie Nair. And it's about how they team up to subvert expectations from their families about who you should love and who you can end up with based on appearances and things like that. Super fun book.
That sounds really fun. And just to clarify, I mean, if you're not a teenager, you could still read this, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have many booksellers on staff who are frequently reading from the teen section. So, yeah, teen books have come a long way for sure.
Definitely. All right. And then you also have a recommendation for the kids. Tell us about the picture book.
Steve Gregg, I just recently became aware of him, but apparently he's kind of an honest to goodness Instagram sensation. So he just came out with a kid's picture book. Again, kind of one of those books that can be for the kids, but, you know, adults can enjoy it too. He's an accountant, but after the loss of his beloved pet, he decided the best way to honor his memory was to go to the shelter and kind of adopt the most unadoptable animals, you know, the oldest, or they had some health problem. And that kind of just turned into a thing that he does. So he now has this whole kind of menagerie of animals. He's got 9 senior dogs, chickens, a rabbit, a pig. And so he kind of wrote this book about this kind of very ragtag team of animals that he brought together and made a family out of. So it's just a nice story about family and that there's always going to be some place that you will belong.
Why do you think books make such great gifts?
I mean, there's just so many different kinds of books. So it's kind of, you know, there's so much to choose from, and there's so many things that you can learn from books, and there's so many experiences you can have with books, whether, you know, you're reading a fiction to just kind of escape and, you know, avoid real life for a while, or you want to learn something, or you want to educate yourself on something that you don't know enough about. There's just so much that you can kind of give someone by giving them a book. And I think there's also something very intimate about, I mean, especially if you're buying a fiction book or something, there's something very intimate about knowing and picking a book that someone will enjoy, because that shows that you really know them. You know their taste and understand the kind of things that they would enjoy.
Such a great feeling to be able to do that.
Right? Yeah.
Renee Becker is events coordinator at Old Firehouse Books in Fort Collins. Renee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.